on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the HSE says it's providing public health and infection control guidance and support to Brindley Manor Nursing Home in East Donegal after a COVID-19 outbreak at the home. In the Dáil this afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said it's clear more testing and tracing is taking place and that's leading to more detections. He said NPHET will advise the government's COVID committee if more measures to protect nursing homes are necessary. New fines are being considered for breaking COVID restrictions. They'll be discussed again on Friday. And questions have been raised following confirmation of the Brindley Manor outbreak. We'll hear from a local GP and a local TD. Later in the bulletin, Oisin Kelly is here with the sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with that COVID-19 outbreak at Brindley Manor Nursing Home in East Donegal. The HSE says it is providing public health and infection control guidance and support to the nursing home. It's a privately run facility. The HSE says it's reaffirming the majority of residents who have tested positive have no symptoms. A small number, they say, have mild symptoms. The HSE is examining the infection control procedures and is working with the nursing home to manage the situation. Well, in the Dáil this afternoon, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said it's clear that more testing and tracing is taking place and the rise of cases in the community means there is a heightened risk to nursing homes. He said NPHET will advise the government's COVID committee of any more measures necessary ahead of a meeting on Friday. The Taoiseach was answering questions from the Sinn Féin President, Mary Lou MacDonald.
I want to ask you, Taoiseach, are our nursing homes prepared now for this second wave of COVID-19? For a second surge of this virus? Is there a plan, Taoiseach, and can you share it with us? I've raised the issue of testing and tracing with you time out of number, and time out of number you have told me that that is properly resourced when patently and clearly it is not. So, Taoiseach, what's the plan to get this right? And above all, what's the plan to protect residents and staff in our nursing homes?
I think it has to be acknowledged that the serial testing programme that was introduced since last August has been important in terms of identifying these outbreaks early. And over 200,000 such tests took place with low positivity rates. That said, as the cases rise in the community, there will obviously be a consequential danger in terms of it spreading into nursing homes, hence the restriction on visitation numbers to nursing homes, which is difficult for many families, but is in the best interest from a prevention of the virus spreading perspective. People will still be able to, on compassionate grounds, obviously be in a position to visit, but also the testing will continue with the same intensity. And on that matter, I've said repeatedly, the testing capacity has increased significantly over the last while. The serial testing program of nursing homes is one we didn't have. Now, the Oversight Committee met this morning. NPHET have been asked again to come back to the COVID Committee, which will meet on Friday, Cabinet Committee, with any additional measures we need to take to protect nursing homes. We are very concerned about it, and obviously it's a clear priority of all of us.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin there speaking in the Dáil this afternoon. Well, the Taoiseach confirmed new fines for breaking the COVID restrictions are also being considered. Government sources had initially denied that this morning, that a series of graduated penalties could be rolled out for breaching the guidelines. However, an Oversight Committee of officials met this morning to discuss the issue. They are considering it further. The Taoiseach said he also had a positive conversation with the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, today after a difficult week for relations between NPHET and the government.
I pay tribute to his commitment to the country and the selfless way he has come back to help the country in relation to the pandemic. And we both share a clear determination to get the country through COVID-19 with the help of everybody in this house.
Well, questions have been raised following confirmation of the Brindley Manor outbreak. Lifford GP and clinical lead with the COVID hub in Letterkenny, Paul Armstrong, says the bigger question now is how the virus got into the facility. He also said it's an indication of how strong the virus is in the community and how important it is that we manage it.
These were part of a planned process of testing people. And as far as I understand, most of these people are actually quite well, which is good. So how they might have got it or whatever is, of course, a bigger question. I think it just reinforces that COVID-19 is in the area, it's in the country, it's all over. People just need to continue to be very careful. You can pass it on without knowing. You may be a carrier before you become symptomatic. We're learning more and more about this. You don't have to be coughing and spluttering all the time to pass it on. That's why it's really important to do your hand washing, put on your gel, wear your mask, and reduce your contacts. We do know that the pattern of the recurrence that we've seen nationally and locally in the last few weeks is affecting younger people. We were hoping that that might continue to be the case, but there's certainly evidence that is creeping into the more vulnerable group and older group, and that people are appearing in our hospitals, and some very sick people are appearing in our hospitals.
And that was Dr. Paul Armstrong there. Well, Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty says lessons must be learned from what's happened.
It could be another facility or a workplace in the morning. We've seen workplaces in Donegal where it's spread rapidly as well. We know what's happening in family clusters and so on and so forth. And, you know, when you look at a facility like this, who during the first wave of the virus, when those figures were very, very high in April, you know, was able to keep the virus out of the facility. And it just shows us a lesson that when it gets a hold, when it gets a foothold, when it gets in there at all, it can spread rapidly. We'll obviously have to learn the lessons so we can apply them in other facilities in the future. But I think there's a really clear lesson to us that we just need to do a lot more than what's happening, not only in Donegal, but right across the state.
Well, families and relatives of nursing home residents across the country want the government to provide a clear strategy to protect those who use the facilities, as well as the outbreak at Brindley Manor in Donegal. There was an outbreak confirmed yesterday at a nursing home in County Laois. The infections have been detected among both residents and staff. Sarah Lennon from Sage Advocacy says there are steps that can be taken immediately to reassure people.
We need to make sure that there's sufficient availability of PPE, of personal protection equipment, and that all staff are fully trained in how to use them appropriately. We need a guarantee and a reassurance that all new residents who are coming from the community or from acute hospital environments are tested prior to their admission to the nursing home. And we need to make sure that there's enough and sufficient staff so that if staff are unwell, that they're not compelled to go into work.
828 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded north of the border in the past 24 hours. It's the second highest daily total since the start of the pandemic. There's been one additional death. The total number of cases now stands at 16,187 in Northern Ireland, with 586 COVID-related deaths. Off-licences could have their hours cut in a bid to tackle house parties. The government is considering the measure to stop the spread of COVID-19. Alcohol Action Ireland is welcoming the idea. The head of communications, Eoghan McKinney, says restrictions are needed.
We think that it's possibly long overdue. We have been concerned about the level of alcohol that has been pouring into people's homes throughout the COVID crisis, and we have consistently reported to government the increase in sales in off-trade, and we think that, you know, undoubtedly alcohol has contributed in many respects to the difficulty in the spread of the virus across society.
In other news, Mairead McGuinness says she will have to hit the ground running in her new role as EU Commissioner. The European Parliament approved her appointment to the financial stability role by an overwhelming majority this afternoon. The Fine Gael MEP will be formally appointed in the coming days. Mairead McGuinness says it's a challenging time to be taking up the new role.
It's an occasion perhaps to celebrate, but also to reflect on the fact that I am moving on to a different phase. And I would also say these are different and difficult times because of the pandemic. So I need to hit the ground running, and I intend to do that.
The Foreign Affairs Minister insists Ireland will not be forced to have a hard border if there is no Brexit trade deal. Simon Coveney appeared before the Oireachtas European Affairs Committee this morning, where he said there were still some obstacles to achieving a deal between the EU and the UK. He also claimed if the UK's controversial internal market bill ends up in court, it would be a monumental failure of politics and diplomacy. Minister Coveney said fishing is a major obstacle in reaching a trade deal.
The UK politically have made promises to their fishing industry around, you know, a very significant Brexit dividend in terms of extra fishing opportunities and very significant increases in the amount of fish that their fleets are going to be able to catch in British waters. That creates a very difficult negotiation. There are 11 different areas in the future relationship negotiation that are all moving forward in parallel with each other. It's quite clear that in many of those areas we're not going to get a permanent and comprehensive agreement on a future relationship. And so the focus, I think, at this stage is on getting a core agreement on trade and what is required to do that.
Well, that European Affairs Committee is chaired by Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh. He says from the submission of Minister Coveney and the questions asked at today's meeting, it's clear that the next 7 days will be absolutely crucial.
What was really clear this morning coming from the Minister is the next few days and the next week is going to be a crucial and a critical time. Are we any further forward in terms of what the outcome will look like? I don't think so. Minister Coveney was very, very clear also, no matter what the outcome, we won't have a hard border.
For many people, particularly those down the country, the words hard border are a construct that doesn't perhaps mean an awful lot to them on a day-to-day basis. For many of your constituents, the prospect of a hard border would be very, very real indeed.
Yeah, looking, it would be a step back, a retrograde step back after a very, very important process over the past two decades in terms of our own peace process. We all know we can't go back. We know the importance of protecting the integrity of the Good Friday Agreement, but we also know that we're still at a very, very, I suppose, crucial stage within the peace process as well. It's still very much in its infancy and we still have a very fragile peace process. So I think the support coming from Europe in terms of their buy-in, their involvement in the peace process over the last two decades as well will ensure that we protect that at all costs.
And that was Minister Joe McHugh. Agriculture and Marine Minister Charlie McConnellogue says a no-deal Brexit would have consequences for Irish agri-food businesses which export to or import from Great Britain. In a presentation to the Rockliffe Committee on Agriculture and the Marine Minister, McConnellogue said the department's been working for several years to prepare for all contingencies. He acknowledged that the UK's internal market bill, which seeks to unilaterally change the withdrawal agreement, is a major stumbling block and should be taken off the table. Minister McConnellogue told the committee it's in everyone's interests that a deal is done. However, he too is acknowledging the time is running out.
Time is growing short and a no-deal outcome is not in anyone's interests. In the absence of a free trade agreement between the UK and EU, tariffs would apply to agri-food trade between Ireland and the UK, excluding Northern Ireland. The EU Common External Tariff Regime will apply to imports from Great Britain to Ireland, and the UK Global Tariff Regime would apply to Irish exports to Great Britain. The results of this analysis is very stark for the agri-food sector. In the period ahead, Ireland will continue to work as part of the EU27 to ensure that our collective approach to these negotiations reflects our values and our interests. We outlined to the British government our very strong concerns about the UK's internal market bill. Clearly, any unilateral departure from the terms of the withdrawal agreement is not acceptable. It is very disappointing that the British government have not taken account of the concerns expressed by the EU and by Ireland at the bill's contents. The government's position has been clear throughout. We believe the UK should move away from the path that is chosen in the bill and work to rebuild the required trust by implementing the withdrawal agreement in full. The only appropriate channel for considering issues around the implementation of the protocol for Northern Ireland is through the structures of the withdrawal agreement. The Joint Committee and Specialised Committee established for that very purpose. We welcome the Commission's continued emphasis on the importance of full implementation of the withdrawal agreement, including the protocol on Ireland, Northern Ireland. Ireland's approach has always been guided by the principle of securing a deal that worked for the island of Ireland as a whole, and it is vital that that protocol is now implemented fully.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny, with the new Donegal GA Raven range, including zip-ups, tracksuit bottoms and shorts, available in-store and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time on Highland Radio, 16 minutes past 5 o'clock. We say good evening to Washington Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with Gaelic Games. The Fermanagh County Board has suspended all GA activity in the county, including inter-county training. The decision was made after a number of players within the senior football panel tested positive for COVID-19. Ryan McMenamin's side are due to return to action with the Division 2 trip to play Clare and Ennis in 11 days' time. The suspension will remain in place until further notice. The Ulster Minor Championship could be the next competition to be cancelled due to the pandemic. It's understood Croke Park are meeting today to decide, is it safe to run the minor and under 20 competitions in the coming weeks? Donegal and Tyrone are due to meet in the Ulster Minor Championship on Saturday the 24th of October, while Tyrone are scheduled to meet Dublin next Saturday the 17th of October in the All-Ireland semi-final. The Club Players Association has called on the GAA to allow county championships to be concluded behind closed doors. On Monday, the GAA indefinitely postponed club matches, citing public health concerns, with the lack of social distancing among spectators being the primary contributing factor. The CPA, the body responsible for representing the interests of the club, have said it was extremely unfair that players looking forward to a final now face an unknown wait. In soccer, ahead of the 50th season of the Donegal Junior League, four new clubs have joined the league for the 2021 campaign. Remelton Mariners, Innes Celtic, Letterkenny Rovers and Fannett United have all signed up. Former Ulster Senior League record winners Fannett have been accepted and will play in the Sunday Division 1, while Letterkenny Rovers reserves have been accepted and will play in the Sunday Division 2. Innes Celtic and Remelton Mariners join St Catharines, Gooddoor Celtic and Swilly Rovers, who all apply to enter reserve teams and will play in the new Saturday Division 3. Junior soccer is halted at the moment, but the league say they will be ready to kick off when the return to play directive is issued by the FAA. On the international front, the Republic of Ireland squad train in Bratislava today ahead of tomorrow's Euro 2020 playoff semi-final against Slovakia. Anderlecht midfielder Josh Cullen has been called up to Stephen Kenny's squad as a replacement for the injured Harry Arter. Two Italy under-21 players have tested positive for coronavirus. The team are now isolating before their European Championship qualifiers against Iceland and the Republic of Ireland. Italy are due to play Iceland on Friday before a meeting with John Crawford's Ireland team in Pisa next Tuesday. The Italian squad's training has been cancelled as they await advice from health authorities. Scotland's Stuart Armstrong, Kieran Tierney and Ryan Christie will all miss the Euro 2020 playoff with Israel after Armstrong tested positive for COVID-19. Tierney and Christie returned negative tests but will have to isolate as close contacts of the Southampton midfielder. Finally, in rugby, the 2021 Six Nations may be delayed, with unions desperate to have supporters at the games. The Irish Rugby Football Union has expressed its concern about loss of revenue due to games being cancelled or held behind closed doors. And their English counterparts have estimated losses of £60 million for next year's tournament alone, due to start on the 6th of February in the event that it goes without fans. It's understood that the unions are considering delaying the tournament, according to reports in the UK media, until the time when fans will be allowed to return. That's it from the Sports Desk, Donal. Our next bulletin is tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin, with Donegal Connect 2020 taking place tomorrow. Donegal County Council says there has been a huge interest from virtual audiences across the globe. Last year's inaugural event saw a concerted effort to bring members of the diaspora home on holiday with a view toward possible relocation. Tomorrow's online event will focus on key themes, including relocating to Donegal, remote working and innovations in tourism and business. Cathaoirleach Rina Donaghy says it's a very different Donegal Connect in 2020.
This year, during these challenging times, it's even more important than ever to link with people on a global platform, showing them what Donegal has to offer, why they should relocate here, to come and explore the county. All about creating opportunities, and we have to make every effort to showcase our county and our country in the best light that we can, so that they will see what we have, that they will think about it, and already people are thinking about relocating and coming here. The beauty of the county, the very welcoming people, and everything just that we have.
And if COVID-19 is going to have one lasting legacy, it would appear that it's a new focus on remote working and a new acceptance, both in business and among employees, that this is very much a viable option.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. This is very much a viable option. You talk about distancing and all of that. We do all of that here, and the virtual working would be a big one, the remote working. Absolutely. Donegal, we can cater for all up here.
And that was the Donegal County Council, Cathaoirleach Rina Donaghy. Returning to some of the main stories, and the Taoiseach says he had a very good discussion with the Chief Medical Officer after their public disagreement earlier this week. Leo Riker says he had a phone call with Dr. Tony Houlihan last night after criticising NPHET quite heavily on national television on Monday. The Taoiseach says it's important that politicians and health officials get back onto the same page.
I was really unhappy about what happened on Sunday night and the anxiety and the fear that it caused for hundreds of thousands of people. And I gave voice to that anger and gave voice to that frustration. But I also said that NEFTA and the government needed to get back on the same page. I rang Tony Hoolan last night. We had a good conversation. We're on the same team. We always have been. And what we need is not the government versus NEFTA, it's Ireland versus COVID.
Busaireann has updated its advice for customers using its Derry services. The company has updated guidelines under Level 3 of Ireland's plan for living with COVID-19, which came into effect countrywide from midnight. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Under Level 3 restrictions, Busaireann and Expressway Public Services will operate at a capacity of 50%, as in Level 2. However, all travel should be limited within your county unless the travel is essential for the likes of work, education and other essential purposes. Passengers are advised to only travel if it is absolutely necessary, to observe capacity signage on board vehicles and continue the mandatory wearing of face coverings on all services. In a statement, Busaireann acknowledged their passengers in Derry for their high compliance rate with all COVID-19 restrictions on board services to date and are asking for continued understanding and respect for all frontline employees, including drivers and supervisors.
And the Wild Atlantic Way has been named as one of the best places to visit in the world. The area stretching from Donegal down to Cork is number 21 on Lonely Planet's ultimate travel list. Seven other destinations on the island make the cut, including Slieve League in Donegal and the Giant's Causeway. Tom Hall is a writer for Lonely Planet. He's been explaining why the Wild Atlantic Way is the highest new entry on this year's list.
We talk about the Wild Atlantic Way being the ultimate road trip, a 1,600-mile signed coastal route, which is all about rugged mountain trails, about powdery white sand and huge Atlantic breaks, wonderful wildlife and dark sky reserves. So a huge route with so much to see, and very much in keeping with some of the trends that we've been seeing in travel over the past couple of years for getting out and about and right into nature.
We're looking at the weather forecast, and cloud will continue to build, bringing persistent rain to all areas later this evening. Light west to southwest breezes will continue to back southeasterly. Rain will be heavy at times tonight with a risk of spot flooding. That rain clearing eastwards overnight, followed by frequent showers from the north. Lowest temperature 6 to 9 degrees Celsius with a light to moderate northeast breeze veering northwest overnight. A mix of sunny spells and scattered showers tomorrow. The showers becoming more persistent toward evening. Highest temperatures 10 to 11 degrees Celsius. Northwest breezes, mostly moderate in strength but strong and gusty along coasts. Winds backing southwest tomorrow evening. Evening, and that's Highland Radio News for now. Looking at the headlines, and the HSE says it's providing public health and infection control guidance and support to Brindley Manor Nursing Home, a privately run facility in East Donegal, to support it after an outbreak of COVID-19. In the Dáil this afternoon, the Taoiseach said it's clear that more testing and tracing is taking place, and the rise in cases in the community means there is a heightened risk in nursing homes. He said NEFIT will advise the government's COVID committee of any more necessary measures before it meets again on Friday. Meanwhile, new fines for breaking COVID restrictions are also being considered. Families and relatives of nursing home residents, meanwhile, are calling on the government to provide a clear strategy to prevent those who use the facilities. And in Northern Ireland, 828 new cases of COVID confirmed today. We're back with news again at 6 o'clock. Good evening. The opportune notices for this Wednesday evening, the 7th of October. The death has occurred of Liam McIntyre, Waterloo Place, Donegal Town. Liam's remains will repose at his daughter Elaine and son-in-law Joe McIntyre's home at Hillridge Cottage, Drumbea, Mount Charles, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Agatha's Church, Clare, Donegal, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. In line with current government and HSE guidelines, the home and funeral are private to family and close friends only, please. Funeral Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv/camera/St Agatha's Clare Donegal. The death has taken place of Jacqueline Jackie Wiley, née Sheeran, formerly of Newton Cunningham. Funeral service in her late home at 120 Kinsale Park, Caw, Derry, tomorrow morning at 11:30, followed by burial in Ballyone Cemetery. Due to government guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to immediate family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred of Neil Boyle, the Diamond Dunloe. His remains will repose at Midlands Funeral Home Dunloe from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock this evening. removal to St Cronus Church, Dunloe, tomorrow evening for 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Friday morning at 11 with interment afterwards in Belcritch Cemetery, Kincashla. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Seamus Duffy, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 20 to 11 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorna at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired directly to the Parkinson's Association of Ireland at www.parkinsons.ie. Funeral Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorna. In compliance with current HSE and government guidelines, the house and funeral will be strictly private to family only, please. The death has occurred of Deirdre Hanlon, Braj, formerly Scanlon of Croyvay, Dunloe. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral Mass tomorrow in St Cronus Church, Dunloe, followed by private cremation in Cavan at a later date. Funeral Mass strictly private to family only, please. And the death has taken place of Peter McTaggart, Rosemount, Kilmacrenan. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake and funeral are private to family only, please.
The Donegal Tech